This is CliffCentral.com.
Julia Kerberlein is the founder, the co-founder of an incredibly clever website, I suppose you could call it newsletter magazine, called Der Kontext, which is essentially, and if I don't summarize this properly, you'll correct me, but you take complicated ideas and stories and topics that are in the news, and you put them into mind maps that allow people to explore all the different parts of a story in multimedia. Is that an okay summary?
That's a very good description. That's right. So you will be you can do the job for me right now.
It's engaging. It's very well researched. You've got a team of between 5 and 10 journalists who help you put it together, and it's a subscription model.
Yes, that's true. We sell our editions. We call this editions. So we're producing editions for different topics, and we sell them. So we have a subscription model, but we also started to sell single editions.
Right, white-labeled versions to companies or to institutions or to educational businesses and so on.
This is the another part. So at Der Kontext, we have subscription models. So you are a subscriber and you get every edition, and you have also access to all elder editions we are producing. Like the war in Syria, for example, is one of the editions, or digitalization Africa, or our daily bread, or blockchain technology, just to mention some of these editions. But we also started to sell single editions, like the blockchain technology. If you are interested in this, you don't have to subscribe.
Okay.
So you can also buy a single edition. But the other thing you were talking about is that we developed our own software, our own content management system, a web-based technology that allows us to produce our editions, our so-called knowledge mapping editions. But it's also possible for others to create their own maps, their own content maps and context maps with our technology. And so we started to license our software to others.
And you explained to us that one of the awards that you received was for a medical knowledge mapping system that you developed. So, I mean, this would be terrific for people in medical education, for example, because you could look into, you know, a particular physiological or anatomical or disease knowledge base, and then you'd have pieces coming off of that would give you more detail on all of it.
Yeah, so the educational sector is really interesting for us, and they are very interested in working with our technology. So the medical sector is one of the sectors who have started to work with our software to better educate about complex topics around about health issues. But on the other hand, there are a lot of other topics concerning to education, like history, like whatever. So there are so many topics which are complicated to explain, and which have a lot of perspectives you have to look at. And with our mappings, they can be published easily to the pupils, and they can explore it. So they can use our playful way to investigate one complex topic and to find out very different aspects of one topic by themselves.
When I asked if it's labor intensive, you said no, but it turns out it takes 4 weeks to 6 weeks on average to put out an edition.
But you have to put this in context. So how much content we producing in this time? So
it's huge.
It's really huge. So you can compare it with a textbook, for example. So we have really a lot of texts we are producing. We are producing video materials. We are doing interviews with experts. So it's a huge amount of content. So we're not just writing on one single story or on one single article. So we are producing a whole range of content what the readers at the end can explore. And so it's labor intensive. It depends on the point of perspective you take on this issue. But I think for the amount of content we are producing and for the complexity of the topic we are working on, it's not that labor intensive as you might think it is.
Well, it's tremendously detailed work, and it would appear to me to be a real value proposition for your subscribers. So for them, it's worth every cent. But I also imagine that there are some subjects, some topics that are more interesting to more people than others.
That's true. But I think what, and this is,
You did one on digitalization in Africa, which I think is interesting. And then you mentioned the blockchain one already.
Yeah. So, okay, they have a little bit something in common because they are more from a digital perspective. Mm. So it's a more modern technology. But we do have also topics like the war in Syria or, our daily bread, for example. It's a completely different topic. So we are interested in first of all, current topics. And they can come from very different fields, and they can have more economic perspective, they can come from a more political perspective or from a society perspective. But what all these topics have in common is that they do have, all of these topics have different perspectives from all fields. So if you take the blockchain technology, for example, then there is not just the digital and technology part, but also a political part, it's a society part, it's a cultural part. So you will always have these different kinds of perspectives to one of these topics.
What for you is the ultimate goal for your business model? I mean, would you like to have thousands of subscribers and focus on the content side of things, or would you like to develop more of those white label?
Both.
It's definitely it's a lot of work, though. What do you enjoy more?
Both. It's really, I cannot distinguish between the both because it's different. I think we came from this very idea of the very idea was creating a journalistic format to bring more context, more background information to current political topics to the people. So of course we love what you're doing at that context, but it turns out that what we created as a technology part for our project is very helpful for other projects too. And for us, it's really very interesting and very inspiring for what different fields and sectors it can be used. For example, the educational sector, as you said before, or we did a project for the United Nations to have more, where our technology is more used as a knowledge management tool, if you want to. So the variety and the diversity of what the technology can be used for is very interesting to us, and we really love to work with our clients and to think about new ways how it can be used for different areas. So it's not that we can say we love the one more than the other thing. I think it's completely two different parts, and we love doing both.
Well, congratulations. I think it's revolutionary. You've come up with an entirely new format.
Oh, thank you.
Not just for journalists, but I think for knowledge management, for probably many other things that it could be quite easily applied to. It's tremendous. And what would you call it? Proprietary technology as well. You developed your own way of sorting out the content, which I think is, for an investor, a very interesting possibility. Are you looking at selling this at any given time, or are you going to keep it yours for as long as possible?
To keep it ours as long as possible, of course. So at the moment, we are really bootstrapped, so we finance ourselves. So we are financed with our subscribers, but also with the license we are selling and the projects we're doing with our clients. But we think it would be great to have an investor and business angel on board. But for us, it's important that it's the right person, that it's a person who shares our vision and we can work with and develop it further. And it's not the basic idea just make it bigger, it bigger and to sell it in some years. So this is not our idea.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
This is CliffCentral.com.